T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If we couldn't help but notice that you are family, and you've got some new music.
We do.
And you're highlighting the fact that you're a family business. You've been around a long time.
Yeah, we're excited about it. You know, we've obviously we're a family, and we define family at our firm by not just my brother and my sister and my dad and all the folks in my family who've been lawyers before us, but also our coworkers, our colleagues who we've worked with for years and years and years, and of course our clients, right, who really do become family in our office, and we stay in touch with them, and we connect with them, and people turn to us at really vulnerable moments in their lives. We always tell, like, no one wakes up in the morning and says, "Boy, I really hope I get to call Sam today." It means something happened to them that they didn't want to have happen to them. They got hurt in an accident, and so our clients reach out to us when they need help, when they're most vulnerable, when they're injured, and they let us into their families, and we spend, you know, a ton of time at kitchen tables and in people's folks' family rooms talking to them about what the next step forward is for their families.
What makes it work, Mark? Because, you know, a lot of times families, I mean, I'll be honest, I don't think, I love my siblings.
Right.
But I don't think I could have a business with them.
So,
but you guys have been around, dad started, or even before dad. And you've stayed together, and I think you can all have family dinner together.
We do. It's really interesting. So we do a bunch of things that I think is maybe unique, right? One is that we all grew up, my sister and I. My brother is no longer formally part of the law firm. He, of course, is on the Michigan Supreme Court now. But Richard was part of this when he was a partner of ours in the law firm. But so now it's really just Beth, myself, and my dad as the family members in the law firm. But we do a few things. One is, and we always have done this, that we saw our dad, love what he did and does, right? Like, and that's important. A real passion for helping clients, a real passion for the law, a real passion for, you know, seeking justice for people who need a fair shake. And that became something that we all wanted to honor and emulate. And there's a legacy and a tradition and that we try to honor every single day. We also have developed, I think, systems in our personal lives, in our family life, where we don't bring the work of the firm into it. Otherwise, every family get together, every barbecue, every Tigers game, every, you know, kids, you know, grandkids concert is becomes a law firm meeting. And that's not a very productive way to answer questions or address complicated issues that you have to address when you're running a law firm or a business. But it could also be really exhausting. And then the other thing that we do that I think actually might be unique is that when we do get to an issue that is, you know, complex and maybe potentially contentious, what we typically do is we push back from the table and we ask if anybody feels really strongly about that particular issue or that decision. And so if the three of us were making a decision, if you threw down the "I feel strongly about it," then you win. And we've used that to settle disagreements over the years. And we do it's fast, it's easy. You have to trust each other to not say that on every issue, and nobody does. And so we've, because of that, and I think also because you trust each other, we love each other, and we have one common vision about how to make an impact at our law firm and in our community, and how we work with clients, we really, it's astonishing, and people oftentimes are surprised to hear this, but we really don't have disagreements about things in our office.
How many years now in the business here in Southeast Michigan?
So my approaching, or about 50 years, half a century, right? My grandmother, Estelle Nelson, was one of the first attorneys, female attorneys in the state of Michigan. And to put that into context, when she passed the bar in Michigan to become a lawyer, to get her license to be a lawyer, it was such a noteworthy event that it was on the front page of the Detroit News. And at that, when she passed the bar, Sandra Day O'Connor, first female Supreme Court Justice, United States Supreme Court Justice, was only 3 years old. And so we've been doing this for a really long time as a family, four families.
Is it something you see future generations doing, your children, other kids in the family?
I don't know. I mean,
would you encourage them to join you?
Oh, I think that I would encourage them to do this if it's a type of career that is aligned with their skills and their aspirations. And what I mean by that is, if they want to help people, if they think this is the best way they can do that, or one of the best ways that they can do that, I would of course encourage them to join our family firm. We have a lot of families in not just my family in our firm, but we have brothers and sisters and moms and daughters and all over our law firm. We're big fans of. I'm a big fan of nepotism in my office.
Yeah, you just so
as a beneficiary. Of
so
it.
in state government, it's the legislature is filled with attorneys, and lawyers. And you were running for governor at one point. If you had become governor, would you have liked this tax, road tax? I'm sorry. Let me back up. Would you have preferred a different approach to what Governor Whitmer had just agreed to in the car insurance and insurance reform law?
Yeah. So I never officially declared that I was running for governor, although I was very seriously exploring it. And there are some days where I wish I had continued on that path. But I, as you may know, immediately endorsed now Governor Whitmer, was the director for transition office, and I'm a huge fan of the work that she's doing as governor. You know, it's interesting. The one of my assumptions that was part of my decision making regarding the gubernatorial race for me was I did not think I underestimated. I did not think that I would be able to work in the bipartisan spirit in Lansing would permit me to get anything big accomplished. And I was wrong about that. Or I was wrong about myself about that, right? I mean, and Governor Whitmer has proven, and so too has Speaker Chatfield and Leader Shirky, that they are able to solve really big, complex problems that have been vexing policymakers for decades in Michigan. And I give all of them, Governor Whitmer in particular, an enormous amount of credit for setting aside partisanship, for putting stakeholders who are not always at the table at the center of the debate. And what I mean by that are folks who are paying, skyrocketing auto insurance rates, and who don't really have, really until now, a real champion at the table in this debate, and for putting them first. And there's no doubt that this policy has angered, medical providers and trial lawyers and maybe even folks in the insurance industry. But it is transformational change to the way we go about insuring and covering accident victims who are injured in auto accidents.
Does it concern you, though? I mean, when I look at it and I think to myself, woohoo, okay, my rates are going to go down, although some people say not quite what you think. Mm-hmm. When you look at that law, Mark, what do you see that maybe people are not seeing?
Sure. So, one thing that I see, two things. One is I see, my view is informed by the fact that my law firm practices in many different states. Many of those states are not no-fault states. Ohio, for example, where the sky is falling argument about auto no fault in Michigan is not reality. And where we see significantly lower auto insurance rates, we see significantly lower percentages of uninsured drivers. And so my orientation to this has been informed in part by that larger, broader context that I see. Mm-hmm. The second thing that I think is important, and I think that all the policymakers involved in this have appreciated, is but what has been often overlooked is that in the city of Detroit, for example, close to 60% of the drivers don't have insurance, mm-hmm. zero insurance, mm-hmm. And across the state, that number might be 20, 25, maybe even 30%. I think it's vastly underreported and underappreciated. And so when you look at that fact, those motorists have no rights currently, right now. No no-fault rights, zero no-fault rights. And they also have no right to hold the at-fault driver, the drunk driver, for example, accountable. And so it's my hope that this reduces auto insurance, which I think it will in a meaningful way. It increases the number of people who therefore have insurance. It reduces the number of people who, or increases the number of people who have rights under the no-fault law that currently are completely disenfranchised right now. And also, I think that anytime you pass some legislation like this that is incredibly complex, there will be trailer bills that will tie up loose ends and fix some of the imperfections in it. And I'm hopeful that that's the case.
Education is a problem in the state of Michigan, and it affects pretty much every industry, including attorneys. It affects skilled trades. There's a massive talent gap in the state. And the governor has really made a push now to make that a priority in her her agenda for this first term. Your thoughts on education, and is it a constitutional right, like Attorney General Dana Nessel has said it is?
It is absolutely a constitutional right, in my opinion. Just the way healthcare is a right, in my opinion, to have access to education that enables someone to read and to write and to do math and to compete in this in our economy. We are failing our students and the future when we're not honoring that right. And so as policymakers, Lansing politicians, need to address this in a meaningful, comprehensive way. But I do agree with the Attorney General on her assessment of that.
Do you aspire for politics when you're maybe taking on a different family?
I don't. Right now, I'm really sincere when I say I really love what I'm doing.
Yeah.
There may be a time in the future when my priorities are different. But right now, what we're doing at the law firm is exciting. The work that we're doing on, for example, we represent municipalities and government entities in the opioid litigation. We currently represent well over more than half of the counties in the state of Michigan suing the manufacturers and distributors of opioids, for example. We're doing litigation that matters on both a large and complex scale in that way. And also for people that just need a fair shake. They got in an auto accident or injured, a loved one was injured in a nursing home, or, you know, I feel like the work that we're doing right now is really, really impactful and exciting.
Well, you mentioned being in Ohio and some other states.
Yeah.
More expansion here?
You know, right now we're just trying to, perhaps, right? I'm licensed in Illinois and in Ohio. We have people in my firm who are licensed in New York and in Florida, and we do work in those states. But this is our home. This is where we focus.
Yeah. This is your family.
This is our family. Yeah, it is.
We mentioned, this will probably be my last political question, but would you support a guy like Sri Tanadar if he runs for the city mayor of Detroit? Or are you thinking about that, about who to back?
No,
who to support?
One of the liberating features of a decision that where you're not running for governor, for example, is that you don't have to like make those calculations and think
right.
about those things. To be very honest with you, right? And so, first of all, I think Mayor Duggan is doing an exceptional job in the city of Detroit, and I fully and completely support him and think it'd be crazy to change course. But I also don't have to jump into that right now. And so it's one of the freedoms I get to enjoy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.